This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Tuesday morning edition as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, in my Moss Nissan studio here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and in the Caribbean, too. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, thank you for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website to find out more stuff and take advantage of all the different offers we have over there. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, are you ready to talk about, of all things...
Good morning.
Yeah. All right. See, it did it again. All right. Are you ready to talk about all things Turkey, including the tariffs that we threw on Turkey yesterday, raising the tariffs 50%? Now, was that just on steel, or was that on everything?
It was just on steel. So what Trump has done is he's halted negotiations on what the on trade with Turkey, which is estimated to be about $100 billion. I kind of question that number. But he also sanctioned three senior Turkish officials, including Turkey's defense and energy ministries. So I think there could be more, but Mnuchin has said that, you know, Turkey's already got a weak economy, so it wouldn't take much to throw them kind of into a tailspin.
Now, the other thing that we saw yesterday from the mainstream media, now it may not be a big deal to some, but just the fact that they did what they did, ABC News took shooting video slides from apparently some sort of thing that was going on at a shooting range and used that for footage of the bombings going on in Syria right now. And that was a little bit gauche. They got caught at it.
Well, there's a lot of file video that the networks have and cable has. And so my sense is that some sloppy intern or staffer just grabbed something that looked like it was exploded and nobody bothered to check it, and they ran it. And you know, a couple of people vetted it and went, hey, this happened in Kentucky. This didn't happen in Syria. So, you know, I don't know that it was necessarily on purpose. It's just sloppy production.
Now, before we move on to something else, I want to talk about one other thing in the area in the Middle East, and that is the fact that the Pentagon is now sending Air Force F-15s, a new air defense system, well, systems, it'll be two of them, and other assets, along with 2,000 U.S. troops needed to operate and maintain all of this, to Saudi Arabia. This does not in any way affect Turkey, but it certainly will game up the situation, I believe, between Saudi and Iran. What do you think?
Well, I guess this is where we need to question some of the logic that we're hearing, because we want to stop the endless wars. All right. So we moved 50 troops from two outposts in northern Syria. We have 1,000 in Syria that allegedly are being moved to someplace else in the region. When that will happen, we don't know. But then we send 3,000 to Saudi Arabia. So, you help me with the math because I can't really figure that one out. In the meantime, people are endorsing Trump's decision here and some that are not endorsing Trump's decision. But nonetheless, we have about 130,000 Syrians that are fleeing because they're in the middle of a nasty war zone since Turkey invaded northern Syria. The one person that we haven't heard one word from at all is Bashar al-Assad. How does he feel about, you know, a neighboring country invading his country? We don't know. We have at least 1,000 Islamic State fighters that are back out on the street because of a prison break. And could there be more? Yes. The Kurds are taking the front line, but, we're hearing that we're not supposed to be there being bodyguards for the Kurds, which I would argue is a ridiculous statement. Just so you understand, between Iran, Turkey, Iraq, and Syria, there are millions of Kurds. Now, Kurds are also known as Peshmerga. If you translate Peshmerga into English, it translates to, quote, those who face death. Now, the Peshmerga were indigenous people. They were there long before Iraq even became Iraq. And they, you know, want their own country, their own territory. And in some cases they have that, but it's not an autonomous condition here. And so the Kurds are trying to protect their enclave. They're not a threat to anybody, but they have to defend themselves. So they became essentially their own well-trained guerrilla operation. And I would also say, interestingly enough, when we captured Saddam Hussein, it was the Peshmerga that helped us capture him.
Yes, it was. And hold that thought, and we'll come right back with more about what you're talking about on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the phone number if you choose to opine.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, otherwise known as USCCA. And let me tell you something. If you go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you click on that logo, that big logo link that's there in the right tab for the USCCA, first thing you're going to see is a drop-down window for a free gun or a free $1,000 worth of training plus a weapon to go along with it. Now, sign up for that. Get involved in the contest, number one. And then number two, check out and see what it would be like to be a member, because you've got three different levels of membership. And if you choose to become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff from the United States Concealed Carry Association, including some nice gear to go along with what you're going to get in a way of training material. And all you got to do is go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on that logo link that's right there, USCCA. So good luck to you with that. And in the meantime, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we've been talking about Turkey and the Peshmerga Kurds. Now, you want to pick up from where you left off?
Yeah, so they helped. They played a very key role in helping us capture Saddam Hussein. And in 2004, they captured an al-Qaeda figure named Hassan Gul. And it was Hassan Gul who actually gave us the identity, now remember this, the identity of Osama bin Laden's messenger, the messenger that led us to all things that created Operation Neptune Spear in the invasion of, or the operation of Abbottabad. So, they are, not only do we help them, but they're helping us. I mean, you know, they're giving us some amazing intelligence. So if you've got 10,000 Islamic State fighters, that the Kurds or the PKK or whatever you want to call them in Syria, that Turkey says is a threat, I would say that right there with all those Islamic State fighters that are in detention, that we are extracting whatever information we can through interrogations of these fighters. So I would think we could be so close to even find out with where al-Baghdadi is. But I don't know. I'm not sure that we can with the confusion and chaos that we have going over there in northern Syria, that we have those abilities, or we're diminishing those abilities for controlling Islamic State.
Well, speaking of confusion, in 1978, a group of Kurdish students in Turkey rebelled, and their leader at that time was Abdullah Ocalan. I think I'm saying that right, O-C-A-L-A-N. Years of violence followed, and then Ocalan fled to Syria in 1980 with his group, and while he was in Syria, he was allowed to form training camps for Syrian Kurds. It became his safe haven from which he was to attack Syria's common enemy, now our NATO ally, Turkey. And that's how the PKK got started.
Well, the bigger question is, the Kurds didn't become a problem to Turkey until Erdogan. Did Bashar al-Assad have a problem with the Kurds in Syria? No. I don't know where we necessarily go from here. I guess the cure-all is imposing some sanctions on Turkey the European Union meets on Thursday in Luxembourg, and the European Union says that they are going to come away with some kind of sanctions program themselves, as well as a plan to remove Turkey from NATO. Now, sitting there watching all of this, who's enjoying all of this chaos the most? Can you guess?
Vladimir Putin.
Bingo. He loves it that NATO is in an absolute uproar because of Turkey. So he's been encouraging this. That's why Putin sold, I don't know if it was the S-300s or the F-400s to Turkey, but this is kind of yet another backdoor operation by Putin that he's very happy with. And, it very well could be that Erdogan actually pumped Trump in that phone call. So we don't know.
Well, we do know that Syria, the army, has joined forces with the Kurds, and I did see tanks rolling into where the Kurds were at yesterday, and armored vehicles to go along with the light vehicles that they got from the U.S. Because remember, the Kurds got some $2.2 billion of military aid from us with their effort to fight against ISIS. Is that not correct?
I don't know what those numbers are, what that inventory list looks like, but we have been giving them major support. And we've been doing that a very long time, going all the way back to when Saddam Hussein tried to kill them all with chemical weapons. Remember that one?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, so there are a lot of moving parts to all of this. There's a lot of history to all of this. But right now we have a humanitarian crisis, and I would also argue that the reason Europe is very concerned about all of this is because all along, and this it's being missed in the headlines, is that Erdogan has said to Europe, especially to Germany, hey, if you don't behave and you don't come on my side, he's got a little over 3 million Syrian refugees in his country. He's happy to let them all go and let them all invade Europe. So we went through that a couple of years ago with the whole migrant operation there. Jordan's got a pile of them. Lebanon's got a pile of them. And so this is one of the reasons that Europe is very concerned.
So now we run into the political game that's being played. Yesterday, Hunter Biden announced that he was no longer going to be on the board of that Chinese investment firm. And Daddy-O got up in front of a microphone and said, well, never be another Biden working for any of this, that, and the other. Well, if I become president or whatever. It was a whole bunch of gobbledygook. But basically, they both got caught with their hands in a cookie jar to the terms of millions and maybe billions of dollars, right?
Well, yeah, so Hunter leaves the board, but what he hasn't admitted is that he has a shadow company, if you will, a front operation that has made an investment into this Chinese company, and that still stands. So, but Biden says he's never spoken to his son about any of these activities that Hunter has had, wherever they may be in these foreign companies. So I would say false. False.
Yeah, I find it very difficult that Daddy-O wouldn't know what the son's doing, especially when you start talking about setting up a shell company, because isn't that what the father did with something he had going on, or was that the brother?
That was the brother, Jane.
Okay, now let's talk about Matt Gaetz, who happens to be a congressman, Florida District Number 1, which is the panhandle. He tried to sneak into a secret meeting yesterday where a witness was giving testimony, and Adam Schiff booted him out.
I don't think he tried to sneak in. I think he plotted to do this, knowing that Schiff was going to throw him out, because everything that Schiff is doing is secretive, and none of the Republicans are supposed to know. So Gaetz decided that he was going to participate or witness this testimony, and Adam said, "No, you're not." So this is a situation here where all things that Adam Schiff is doing, he's running by Pelosi, and Pelosi is agreeing to this. So they are conspiring that all things, testimonies, the impeachment inquiries, and all this other kind of thing is a cunning, shady operation by exclusively Democrats, where they're not going to allow a single Republican to be a part of.
All righty. Well, hold that thought, because I'll have to talk about it again tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Thank you, Denise. All righty. We'll let her go, and we will be right back with our next military and veterans news segment right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. Census Bureau is asking states for driver's license records that typically include citizenship data and has made a new request for information on recipients of government assistance, alarming some civil rights advocates. The two approaches, documented by the Associated Press, come amid President Trump's effort to make citizenship a key aspect of federal information gathering in the run-up to the 2020 census, despite this year's U.S. Supreme Court ruling that a specific citizenship question could not be included on the 2020 census questionnaire. On Wall Street today, the S&P 500 slipped 4.12 points to 2966. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 29 points to 26787. The Russell Index lost 6.47 to 1505. Bond markets and the U.S. government were closed for the Columbus Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news here at the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, and the other one is right here in our backyard, Clearwater, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And you're going to hear all about why you should consider going to their school.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. More people have chosen to go to a technical school to get out of high school, learn a trade that in most cases won't pay them as much as they think, because they're going to start out as an apprentice if they're going into a union job, and they're going to start out at 80% of what the going rate is, because that's the way it works these days. And how would you like the opportunity to start out with a job that would pay you, oh, I don't know, $50,000, $60,000 a year, which in most cases would be more than what a college degree would pay you. Well, here's how. You can check out the National Aviation Academy because they can fill that void and give you a great career path with a starting salary, as I said, of $50,000 per year or more. Now, they have two locations to serve you. Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. All you got to do is check them out online, naa.edu, or give them a call and ask to take the tour at 1-800-659-2080. Again, check them out online, naa.edu, and then give them a call and ask to take the tour, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. It's a great, great, great program, great way for you to secure your future for all time. Now, Army investigators have opened an inquiry into a reserve operations officer in connection with racist anti-government screeds calling for extreme violence, which were posted online. This is what an Army Reserve spokesman confirmed to the Military Times yesterday. Don't know where that's going to go. At a pair of special meetings, shareholders approved the United Technologies purchase of Raytheon, paving the way for creating a defense industry behemoth, one of the largest defense industry manufacturers in the world. So we'll see how that plays out. And U.S. officials and national security experts warned that thousands of ISIS protesters could still escape as a result of the Turkish incursion into northern Syria. Already, anywhere from 1,000 to 3,000 have gotten out. The reports are conflicting, so we can only tell you what we have in front of us. We don't know for sure. And American troops and former U.S. officials believe a Turkish artillery strike last Friday landed about 300 meters from a U.S. commando outpost near the Syrian city of Kobani, and it was done deliberately. And U.S. forces, by the way, in Syria are still conducting ground and air patrols through that buffer zone, according to a coalition U.S. military official. This was said yesterday. We're just finding out about this, that U.S. forces are still conducting ground and air patrols, not in the region where the fighting's going on, but outside of it. By the way, the president of the European Council urged Turkey to stop their illegal drilling off Cyprus, saying that those activities harm the efforts to reunify the ethnically split island nation and undermine Ankara's relations with the EU. We'll see how that all works out. And France and Cyprus are holding maneuvers off Cyprus to assist the East Mediterranean island. Now, France is doing that to fulfill its duties as part of NATO, but they're also sending a clear message to Turkey, who's got eyes on expanding further than just Syria. Now, a lot of you probably remember retired Marine four-star John Allen. He bluntly criticized President Donald Trump over the ongoing Turkish military offensive in northern Syria, saying that there is blood on President Trump's hands for abandoning our Kurdish allies. Might be a little hypodramatic here, but we'll see in the days and weeks to come, because it looks like as if we haven't gone very far. And with Turkey and NATO, we're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place, because we can't physically attack a NATO ally. We can't do that militarily. And both sides have been repeatedly disappointed in the decades since Ankara joined the alliance. But is it now time to call it off and boot Turkey out? It may very well be. It wouldn't bother me one least little bit if we did that. And Syria's Kurds and Syrian government forces have agreed to work with each other to fend off Turkey's invasion, a major shift in alliances that came after President Trump ordered all U.S. troops withdrawn from the northern border area amidst the rapidly deepening chaos that was there. And we'll see what happens, because right now Syria has got some of their heavy armor right there lined up with the Kurds. And they are definitely in the pass of least resistance to Turkey, whose forces are continuing to move towards where they're at. By the way, Iranian officials say two missiles struck their Iranian tanker traveling through the Red Sea off the coast of Saudi Arabia last week. They believe it was Saudi Arabia that did it. Saudi Arabia is blaming it on the Houthis, which could be the case. And Iran's expanded missile arsenal is presenting quite a challenge right now for the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. Now, the U.S. is delivering more missile defense systems and troops to Saudi Arabia as it intensifies a face-off with Iran, which has warned that an attack on their country would trigger an all-out war. Well, I'm sure that's the case. Now we'll see what happens. And the head of the U.S. Pacific Command couldn't have been any clearer when he testified before the House Armed Services Committee back in March. He said the U.S. absolutely must recapitalize its sealift fleet if it's going to be able to support a war in the theater against China. Now, there's a debate going on right now about all of this, including the future of aircraft carriers. It's rolling around the U.S. Department of Defense, and it's increasingly spilling out into the open, because while the debate over the efficiency of carriers in high-end conflict is nothing new, a general understanding that the DOD will not have unlimited funds for which to deter an increasingly potent China and Russia have made the questions particularly urgent. Now, they're talking about setting up some of these missiles to take the place of the carriers, the hypersonic missiles. We'll see how that works out. That is exactly what they're planning on doing, per the conversations they've been having. Now, coming up in the next segment, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. We're definitely going to talk about the sanctions that the president issued against Turkey. And we're going to get into it about the Hunter Biden situation with what's going on there. By the way, there is a Q poll right now that has Senator Elizabeth Warren leading Biden by 3 points. And we'll have some things to talk about in terms of money, because right now Airbus is going to get hit with a big sanction by the United States. They got the authority from the World Trade Association to hit the EU with $7.5 billion against Airbus. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of
what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Thank you very much, Donna. She and her husband, Don, are listening to us up there in Carrollton, Georgia, on the affiliate up there, 1330 WLBB. And a big hoo-ah goes out to everybody down the road there in Fort Benning, Georgia. We appreciate you guys and gals serving the United States of America. And this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, arthritis pain like I do, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, muscle aches, or pain of any kind, let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Because many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, Al in Nebraska just started taking it, and he said he can notice a difference already. He's been on it, I think, for about 2 weeks, so Al is finding out that it's helping him. And all you got to do for the $19.95 3-week quick start, That's $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Get in about 3 to 5 days. Just go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up to get your packet. Now, a couple times I've had to take four packs because the pain that I suffer from with arthritis has been so intense. It's bone on bone, and boy, that hurts. I'll tell you, that just hurts. You can't get comfortable. Nothing works. But you take an extra pack of Relief Factor, and boom, it's working. I'm in like Flynn. It's either that or go back on the narcotics, and I'm not going to do that. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 1995 3-week quick start, and let me know how you make out. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. And, Mr. Chris, the president issued some sanctions yesterday against Turkey, as well as some officials in the Turkish government. What say you?
I'll be honest with you. I'm not, I'm still waiting to kind of see what's happening with this. I'm not so sure if this was already in the mix to some degree and kind of worked out. A lot of it kind of seems, I don't want to be conspiracy theorist type, but it kind of seems kind of contrived. I don't think that, I think we were kind of aware from the get-go what Turkey was going to do and how they were going to go about handling this situation. I'd like to remind everybody that we have two bases in Turkey. They're, whether you like it or not, they're a NATO ally and been that way for, 60, 70 years now. And how many nukes we got there? I know it's 40 or 50 at least.
Well, we don't know. We're not supposed to know. But, yes, we do have nukes at Incirlik Air Force Base in Turkey.
Yeah, and that's, I'm trying to, I think maybe we've gotten to the point in time where we're starting to say, okay, slowly but surely, despite the blowback, and anything that Donald Trump is going to do in that region, you're going to get some sort of blowback. We've got to slowly get ourselves out of that region. And there's just two different schools of thought. I mean, there's the school of thought out there that feels that if we remove ourselves from these places, these various different terrorist groups are going to become strong again and attack us. I don't know the answer is right, what's wrong. All I know is that we've been fighting these battles for a long period of time. And you're talking about areas of the world where, again, they've been and these conflicts have been taking place for a long period of time. And we may want to let the players that are actually involved take care of the situation. I have no problem. I mean, you had talked about this before, having a bit of a lily pad type of a strategy where we have our various different aircraft carriers and places where we can attack various terrorist groups from the air and handle situations as they arise. But to basically inject ourselves on the ground with these various different groups, it doesn't make any difference. We don't make anybody happy. I mean, we haven't yet learned our lesson, the fact that, you know, we armed Osama bin Laden in the first place, way back when they were fighting the Soviets. So what's one time might be our allies, they're going to turn around and get the weapons we end up giving them or handing off to them. They're going to end up pointing them at us at some point.
Yeah, and we gave the Kurds recently over the last year or so $2.2 billion worth of equipment, weapons, and whatnot. But Senator Kevin Cramer was on with Jake Tapper, GOP Republican Senator Kevin Cramer. And here's some of what they said back and forth about Turkey and the situation there.
Senator, Defense Secretary Mark Esper announced this morning that the president is now ordering most of the remaining U.S. forces in Syria to withdraw because the situation in the border area has gotten so dangerous after he ordered that smaller withdrawal earlier this week. You're on the Senate Armed Services Committee. Were you informed of this? Were you briefed about it?
No, I was not. No, we were briefed again, you know, after the last withdrawal announcement and received more information. I felt at that time more comfortable than I did prior to the briefing. I hope that I feel better after I get briefed this week and return to Washington and learn more of the details. Because while there's a withdrawal, what I'd like to know is a withdrawal to where? As you know, we have several bases in the region. Even though we go a little ways, we don't necessarily go far. What is the strategy should we need to reengage? I am pleased that the president has put up, I think it was yesterday, $50 million for humanitarian assistance, stabilization funds, if you will. I also think the president's doing the right thing. once again demanding more from our European allies in this situation in Syria, because the last thing we need is, of course, for a reemergence or a reorganization of a ISIS caliphate in the area. And we need to watch it.
Well, that's Kevin Cramer, Senator, and I don't disagree with him. Do you, Chris?
No, I don't disagree. I mean, he's got to obviously be briefed on this. These people have got to come back to Congress and figure out what's going on. But the president is the commander in chief, and he decides he wants to move our troops out of the region. Then we're going to have to move our troops out of the region. I've been saying for a while, ISIS is a problem that, again, there wouldn't be an ISIS, there wouldn't have been an ISIS, quite honestly, if we didn't manage to blow up major areas of the Middle East and cause this power vacuum that's there. Now, what do we got to have? We got to have these areas, these regions handle it on their own. Syria doesn't want ISIS. Iraq doesn't want ISIS. All these various countries, they want no part of ISIS, even though they may not like one another. Maybe they can come together and try to defeat any sort of problem in the future rather than having to rely upon us. We have to, at some point in time, we have to say, you know what, we can't carry the water for everyone. We send enough weapons to the region. We've trained all of their military over there, so let them take care of it.
Now, the other thing that's going on here, Chris, is in the politics game, the political game, all of a sudden, we have somebody sitting there that's not even a candidate in the race on the Democratic side that's leading in a couple of polls, and one of them is a slate poll, and that's Hillary Clinton. But in the generic polls, here's a Q poll that came out yesterday, and Senator Elizabeth Warren is leading Joe Biden by 3 points.
Matt, at this point in time, when it comes to these polls, we've got, about 4 months out, if I'm not mistaken, 4 or 5 months out before they really start having some of these caucuses and elections here, primaries in the various different states. Got a long way to go. I really don't pay much attention to these things at this point in time. I know it's a bit of a money game right now, but I think that as far as Democrats are concerned, I think they are concerned, quite honestly, that they don't have a candidate right now that can really go after and beat Trump.
Now, we're getting a report that apparently is in the New York Times this morning that Turkey may hold the 50 U.S. nukes hostage that are at the Incirlik Air Base in Turkey, because that's located in an area where it's kind of like in the middle of everything, and that's what we were just talking about, what you just talked about. But this is now a published report in the New York Times.
Well, I read the article, and what they say by being held hostage, it's a fake news headline. It's not like that they're surrounding the base and holding our nukes hostage. It's what they mean by being held hostage. It's a negotiating point. The concern is that if we decide to pick up and move the nukes, which we can do, that basically our relationship with Turkey would be forever damaged and strained, and that might be a part of the problem. And part of the issue there. So when people, you got to be careful sometimes when you read headlines, especially when it's coming from these left-wing organizations, they're trying to mean that they're not holding it hostage and saying, hey, you know what, you can't remove those things. We can move them anytime we want to.
Okay, it's time for me to go. Here comes the music, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And coming up after the top of the hour news, Ron Edwards will be first up, and then Kathy Chamberlain at the bottom of the hour. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.